This is the TriStar State, a podcast about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of March 25th. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. A state law that would demand a work requirement for certain people on TennCare appeared to be on track last week before it hit a snag. The proposal had passed the state house, and Governor Bill Haslam said he was ready to sign it. But a final vote in the state Senate was delayed at the very last minute. Now it's unclear whether it will pass. Here to explain both the maneuvering and some of the politics behind it is WPLN State House reporter Chas Sisk. Hi, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
So this time last week, I don't think anyone expected this. Despite some opposition from Democrats, Republicans seemed in lockstep on this bill. What happened?
Well, I mean, what happened is the sponsor pulled the bill off the floor on the morning of the vote. That was State Senator Kerry Roberts. He's a Republican from Springfield. And he made it very clear that it was Senate Speaker Randy McNally's choice to do this. So Speaker McNally was asked about this, and he says that he's got a lot of questions about this legislation. He says he went to a conference with some other state leaders in Washington, D.C. the week before last, where there was a lot of talk about this idea of requiring work for Medicaid programs such as TennCare. He says he also met with some people in some of the states that are trying it out, and they say it's not as easy as it sounds. And that fit in with what analysts for the state legislature back here have been saying. They estimate it would cost nearly $45 million a year to administer a work requirement. And out of the 1.4 million people that are on TennCare, they figure that fewer than 4,000 people are going to be found to be shirking. So that works out to more than $10,000 for every person who's caught as not working.
Well, the costs are a big concern, but there's also the matter, like you say, of how many people this would actually impact. What do the numbers look like in Tennessee?
Well, the reason there are so few people in the state that would be thrown off the rolls for not working is that most able-bodied adults aren't allowed to enroll in TennCare. The state of Tennessee threw a lot of people off of TennCare back under former Governor Phil Bredesen. They said that you cannot be an able-bodied adult and receive TennCare in the first place, so you should be working. You can't be on TennCare. Now, they figure that these days, out of the 1.4 million, if you take out all the children, which is more than half of the people who are on TennCare, and also other people who are clearly unable to work, there's probably only about 90,000 people who would even need to be monitored.
Well, you had a chance to speak with someone who's on TennCare and believes these proposed changes would have a negative impact.
Right. One of the people that I spoke with is a woman named Danielle Olimo. She's a single mother in Bellevue. She's been very eager to tell her story. She's been trying to talk to lawmakers. She's talked with a number of media outlets. And she has two children. They are ages 8 and 4. And the 4-year-old, Malcolm, was born with some severe disabilities, including cerebral palsy and some mental disabilities. And she says that caring for him is a full-time job, 24/7. He sleeps about 4 hours a night, and he's up during the day, and she has to take care of him all those times. So she has not been able to work, so she lives with her sister and her brother-in-law. And here's what she had to say about a work requirement.
You know, trust me, I would love to go have a job and interact with other adults and get out of doctor's appointments and medical offices and off the phone for 5 minutes and be with other people. But the cost of me doing that is too great.
And she means that cost really quite literally. She says that paying a nurse to watch her son and a second babysitter to watch her daughter would cost far more than she could possibly earn having a job.
But there are exceptions in this bill for caregivers, though, right?
Yeah, there are exceptions for caregivers, but it's not clear how long that would apply to Ms. Olimo. So what the bill says is that people who have children under 6 are exempt from the work requirement. But she says what happens when Malcolm turns 6? There's no clear exemption for her. And I asked Speaker Beth Harwell about this. She is the sponsor of this legislation in the House. Asked her specifically about Ms. Olimo and her circumstances. And she says that what people in her situation need to do is get a job. She's very emphatic that she should work.
Then it would be really good for her to work or volunteer or go back to school and learn a trade. We have a TennCare program that is not an entitlement program for life. It's to help people through rough times. We are helping her through a rough time.
Now, it needs to be said, this has been a signature issue for Speaker Harwell. She announced before session that she was going to push this work requirement, and it's something she's likely to tout as she runs for governor this spring and summer.
Well, that's one of the criticisms that's come out about this. Some believe that Harwell is pushing the idea more for political reasons than practical ones. Have lawmakers responded to that accusation?
Well, I mean, Speaker Harwell says what she's doing is the will of Tennesseans. This is something that's very popular with them. And she says that 84% of Tennesseans want this. And now the fact that she says such a specific number suggests that maybe she's looked at some polling on this, and so she knows that there would be a political benefit for her. We also asked Speaker McNally whether there were some political motivations behind him holding up this bill. There are three other candidates in this race on the Republican side. Maybe he was doing a favor for one of those other candidates. He kind of laughed at that and said, no, there was no political motivation at all. He just wants all the kinks to be worked out of this legislation.
Well, thank you, Chas.
My pleasure.
Join us every week throughout the legislative session as we talk about all the happenings at the Tennessee State Capitol. Be sure to subscribe to the TriStar State wherever you get your shows.